Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story: about a couple dozen COVID-infected patients are being admitted to LA County hospitals each day. It's a number that's been rising since mid-December.
It started a few days before Christmas here in Los Angeles County, about 20 new COVID-related hospitalizations, a sharp increase compared to pre-holiday and earlier in December. And for most vaccinated people, symptoms include tiredness, sore throat, runny nose. One local doc telling KNX News she's yet to admit a COVID patient who is fully vaxxed.
The vaccination kind of primes your immune system so that as soon as it sees the virus, it can rev up much more quickly than someone who's not vaccinated. It takes them time to make antibodies.
Dr. Angelique Campin, an ER doc at Providence Medical Center in Orange County, hospitalizations for COVID-19 right now, the highest they've been since September, 66 people in the ICU. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Meanwhile, Orange County seeing the effects of the surge. Hospitalizations went up to 322 in the OC yesterday. That is 40 more people than reported on Monday. Orange County's current hospitalization rate is the highest it's been since September. Public health officials say the rise is serious, but so far hospitals have been able to manage the surge. Ringing in the new year, COVID-free.
Public Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis.
And we do recommend that people test before, as soon as possible before they're going to get to the gathering, and then, you know, test afterwards, 3 to 5 days afterwards, just to double check.
But many places are sold out of the test-at-home kit, so you may need to make an appointment at a county or other testing site.
You know, there has been a demand, especially for over-the-counter tests, the ones you take at home, and we have seen some increases at our testing sites as well. I don't think that they're overwhelmed, but definitely more of a demand than we saw, you know, in the summertime.
Davis also says try to keep your gathering small, local, outdoors if possible, and only have vaccinated guests. Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Rain is coming, a lot of it. With the more, here is Scott Larmore of the Weather Channel.
Well, flood watches up again off to our southeast from Orange County southeast for the overnight tonight. Rains have started coming in from the northwest, and heavier rains are far up to the north of us. They catch us, though, late afternoon tonight and early Thursday. Some places could see some 2-inch plus rainfall totals around the area, and even some 5 and 6 inch totals, some of the foothills. That has us concerned about some flooding in the burn scar area, especially from Orange County southeast. Our temperatures in the low 50s this afternoon, near 50 for tonight. 2 inch plus rains downtown overnight tonight to early Thursday. Additional half inch rains for Thursday. Snow levels down to around 3,000 feet by Thursday. And then everything settles down coming up for the new weekend of the new year. I'm meteorologist Scott Larrymore, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And a flash flood watch is now in effect in Orange County. That has led to voluntary evacuation orders for people who live in the canyons of Silverado, Williams, and Modjeska. There are concerns about mudslides again because of expected heavy rainfall from this latest storm. Some people who live in the canyons had to be rescued 2 weeks ago when a storm caused multiple mudslides. OC Fire Authority Captain Tang Nguyen tells KNX that the voluntary order becomes mandatory. It's best to leave right away.
If you don't evacuate when an evacuation order is in place, what you do is you put yourself in harm's way, and then at the same time you put all the firefighters and all of the people involved in going after you in harm's way also.
He says firefighters are ready if things get rough. They increase staffing around the canyons and have heavy equipment and a second helicopter on standby. Well, this coming storm could be good news when it comes to increasing LA County's groundwater supplies.
The County Department of Public Works has been working for years on programs and structures to capture rainfall and runoff at optimal levels. Senior Public Information Officer Steve Fraser says what has hit the basin in the past month has gone a long ways toward getting the area out of a water deficit.
The way the storms have come in so far this year is Very beneficial. For example, the 6.3 inches of rain that has been measured in downtown Los Angeles so far this rain year exceeds the entire total of all of last year. So every year has its own profile, but so far this year is looking good.
If this pattern of storms continues through April, we could reach more than 15 inches of rainfall by then, which is what a historical average rainfall has been for decades in Los Angeles. Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Activists have been asking for a $15 an hour minimum wage for years, and starting January 1st, that will be California's minimum wage for companies that have 26 or more employees. The wage hike is part of a law passed in 2017 to gradually increase the state's minimum wage. Companies with 25 or fewer employees will have to pay at least $14 an hour. The federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour has not been changed in more than a decade. It's been confirmed the small plane that crashed near San Diego on Monday night, killing four people, was operating as an air ambulance. Two of those who died were nurses. The Learjet on a flight out of John Wayne Airport suddenly came down in El Cajon, a few miles east of Gillespie Field Airport. The pilot's last words were recorded by air traffic control. The mayor of El Cajon tells CBS San Diego this crash taking place just 3 months after another deadly plane accident in nearby Santee.
Of course, it's devastating. You know, this is the second time it's happened in a pretty short period of time.
Federal officials are investigating. An Orange County attorney who recently represented three modern-day football players in a controversial assault case has now been declared ineligible to practice law. According to the OC Register, David Nissen is charged with willfully misappropriating more than $500,000 in cases unrelated to the modern-day case. The state bar filed six counts against Nissen, saying he made numerous improper withdrawals from several client accounts. Nissen has acknowledged the charges, saying the money was paid back.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.